it's not only the practice that we do officially on the mat or on the cushion, it's also our attitude and the way of the way that we express ourselves in this life, the way that we react to things. And the official practice is also very important for this reason, that when we do more and more meditation, we become aware of our own mind. And when we become aware of our own mind, we become aware of our own reactions. When we become aware of our own reactions, we can change our life. It's very simple. As we said many times, we cannot change anyone else. And this will be also very much in the class today, in the quote today that we are going to read and explore. We cannot really change anyone else apart really changing our own internal world. And when we change our perception, and we can really create a transformation also outside of us as well. But we cannot create this transformation without becoming aware of what's really happening. If we're acting from an autopilot mode, it's like just like automatically reacting to things without even being aware that these things are happening, and these things will keep on happening to us. And we even subconsciously attract this kind of events into our life. It's called in Jung approach, it's called the shadow. And the shadow is where we don't see, is where we completely identify with the subconscious, without even seeing that we are doing that. And we are as if there is someone, we are in the theater, and the actor on the stage is completely identifying with the actor that is on the stage. And even when he go out of the stage and he go about for his life and do his own thing, he still identify with the same in the same character that he's playing or taking the role in on the stage. So when we are getting kind of ruled by our subconscious, this is where we operate from our shadows. Yeah? Therefore, this term that he put. So it's not about it's about really knowing that we are what we are doing and where we are operating from, what we are thinking, what way of behavior we behave, and what kind of emotions we have. So it's like the meditations, the official meditation is really helpful in understanding ourselves, in knowing ourselves, in getting this awareness. And this is the fourth stage. So when we read all of these things that we read in the text that we have, so for example, last week we spoke about if we have a loss, if someone is stealing from us, or we lose something. So many times we don't even pay attention and we react in a very certain way. So it's like only maybe, afterwards, after a couple of years or after a couple of months, we reflect on that and say, oh, I could have reacted differently. Maybe even not, because we are so much hooked into the drama and into the habitual pattern and to the natural reaction that we have to a certain thing, and we cannot change it. So we just like play it out automatically, and then it's just we move on to the next drama. Yeah. So when we work with such a text, and we want to change our behavior, change our mindset, basically what we want to do is to see, okay, this is happening right now. And this is happening in my mind right now. And this is how I feel. And this is what I want to say. But I will not do that. I will go into another direction. So the first stage is to be aware. Second stage is to change the behavior. The second stage cannot exist, cannot be without the fourth stage. Without being aware, we'll not be able to change the behavior. So this is why, another reason amongst many to do a meditation practice, an official meditation practice, is just give us such a good information about who we are. And then when we get out of the meditation, we still have the awareness. As more we will sit in meditation officially during the day, it's like it will be automatic. Oh, this is happening right now. Oh, this is happening right now. We will be aware of that. It will not be in the shadow anymore. We will not identify with that so harshly. So here, the goal of our meditation today is not to have no thoughts, not to have no feelings, and not to have no reactions, just to be aware of these thoughts, to be aware of these feelings, to be aware of these reactions. And then we kind of having a habit to have this kind of awareness throughout the day, even in difficult situation, in difficult events. And then we are kind of operating from awareness and light rather than from darkness, ignorance, and the shadow. Does it make sense, this point about meditation? Okay, great, beautiful. So let's try to sit for today for the next 20 minutes or 25 minutes. And it definitely can be lying down. It doesn't really matter. We spoke about it last time. Meditation can be either seated or lying down. And we want to be completely comfortable, but awake. So if we are falling asleep when we lie down, maybe choosing a more upright position, sitting down. What we want to do is to relax in the body and the tension that we might have in the body right now. As we said many times, our body holds a lot of tension. And this tension can be a kind of mind pain. Many times. So we have like pain in our mind, we have some stress, we have some worries, concerns, anxiety, depression. And this might be stored in the body in a form of tension, in a form of pain. So scan your body for a moment to see if you can relax each and every part of the body. And deactivate. Many times we just hold the muscles without even paying attention that we are holding them. So again, we bring awareness. And just by the power and the light of awareness, we get very relaxed. Areas of the body that is useful to scan and to intentionally bring awareness and relax would be the abdomen. See that the abdomen can completely rest. There is no holding, breathing into any tension that might be there, and releasing, making the breath very soft in order to soothe the body, in order to relax the body. Same goes for the hands, palm of the hands, the fingers. They are very much connected to the heart and to the chest. So when we relax the hands completely, the chest and the heart is also relaxing. Pay attention to the relaxation of the hands, the arms, the chest. And then relax your shoulders as well. Pay attention that the shoulders can be completely loose. They can relax away from the neck. Breathing into the shoulder blades and the shoulders, relaxing them. Releasing any tension from this area. Then relaxing the jaw. And the jaw is a very important area to relax. With your awareness, with your breath, pay attention to the space inside the mouth, the jaw. Relax this area even more. Release any tension. Relax the space between the ears. Space between the ears completely relaxed. Going to inside the ears. And keep on relaxing the jaw in the space inside the ears, inside the head. Scan your body for one more time. See if there is any need to relax a bit more, to release a bit more of the tension. Remembering that the goal is not to have no tension whatsoever. And the goal is to be aware of what's happening right now. If we do pay attention that there is holding of tension, And just bring the light of awareness to this area. And with the breath, we relax and release. Now, in this meditation, we will focus on the breathing, the inhalation and exhalation, and the breath to the abdomen. Intentionally direct the breath to the lower belly, very soothing effect that the breath is having to the abdomen. And the reason we have mindfulness of breathing here is to have the mind fixed on one specific object. Obviously, the mind will wander. In our intention and meditation today is to focus on the breath to the abdomen. And whenever the mind wanders, paying attention that the mind wanders and bringing the light of awareness to the wonder. And as a reaction to it, relaxing. So if I see myself thinking, if I feel any sensations, feelings, I just become aware of that. I bring the light of awareness. And then I relax. I note, oh, this is happening right now. And I relax, breathing and relaxing. Then going back to the belly, to the breathing. As we mentioned many times, we keep the mindfulness of the breathing, we keep the relaxation of the body. And we relax even more just by being aware of the breath. We intensify our awareness by being aware as well of any other feelings that arise into our body-mind system. So if we hear something, just become aware of the sound rather than following the sound. We are, in response, relaxing and going back to the breath, breathing very soothing breath to the abdomen. Same would go to any tactile sensation. Any sensation that we feel in the body, may it be pleasant or unpleasant, and just pay attention to it. Bring the light of awareness to it, and in response, relax. Go back to the breathing. We are constantly in meditation. Whatever is happening, we are becoming aware of it right away. Just by bringing the light of awareness. And relaxing, we make our body and mind. Field of consciousness. We'll continue in the same way to be aware of the breathing and whatever else is arising without engaging, reacting with relaxation, going back to the breath. We'll continue in silence for the next 5 minutes.